Welcome back on Viking Voices. Matt Greenwood here with you. This is Viking Voices, powered by McDonald's. Tasty breakfast fast, where your Egg McMuffin is always made with a freshly cracked egg. Another great reason to wake up to the favorites that you love. And, well, I love baseball, I'll tell you that. And we're talking to Kevin Mulder, the head coach of the Jefferson College baseball squad. And we were just going over the list of the laundry list. It's a lot of players that are on this year's team. And all the ones that are expected to make big impacts or even a little impact still goes a long way for sure. But also just sort of been talking about, you know, what each player offers and that sort of thing. So we're going to continue that conversation. But before we dive into the next bit, I do want to go ahead and remind you, for those of you that might not be in the know, of all the players that are still with Jeffco but have already signed their letter of intent to continue their baseball careers elsewhere. And I'll go down the list here real fast. Matt Torino and Jason Rackers. Torino, center fielder last year. Rackers, starting pitcher. They're both going to Tennessee. Anthony Green, who was injured last year, he's coming back. He's healthy, as Coach Mulder has said. He's going to be going to the University of Illinois Springfield. You got Riley Boyd, another pitcher, going to Western Kentucky. Grant Wood, who was at Murray State, followed Coach Mulder to Jefferson College. He is now going to be at Missouri State, where Joey Pollock, last year's Junior College Player of the Year, is going to be playing his first year coming up. And then you got Nick Hagedorn, a Louisiana Lafayette Ragin' Cajun, and then Austin Hicks, Austin Cheely, and Adam Link, all three going to Middle Tennessee State. So these are guys that are coming, that are going to be playing for the Jefferson College baseball program this year, but have already decided where their future lies, at least for the next couple of years after that. So, Coach, I mean, these are just, I'm reeling off these names, and these are just excellent kids, excellent ball players. It's such a great thing to see that you know, so many colleges wanted them and reached out to them, and here they are. They've signed their letter of intent. For you as a coach, when you come in, I know this is your first year, Coach Mulder, but obviously you knew that Jeffco was really good at baseball because it made it to the World Series, and I know you followed that. But to see these guys already know where they're going to be going, what does that do for you as a coach? How does that make you feel about the team that you have with you?
Well, obviously, and I knew that, but it just speaks to their ability and the hard work that they've put in, and they those guys earn those opportunities, and it's pretty neat to see them get rewarded with those scholarships. And you know, those are all really high-level Division I programs. You know, Anthony's situation was a little different. Signed a Division II program. He was, of course, signed with Missouri, and then had the medical redshirt last year and some other issues come up. So I'm happy for him, though. He got a great deal over there with one of the top Division II teams in the country. So just a really good fall from an exposure standpoint, but that's just speaks to the hard work those guys put in, and certainly earned those opportunities.
Coach, I know the expectations are obviously great going into this season because of what the baseball team was able to do last year. So based on this off season that you've had going for you, what were your expectations coming in as the coach, and where do they lie now that you've seen these players and what they can do for the last several months?
Well, you know, the good news is I don't think it's necessarily my expectation, but not that I don't share the expectation, but I think the players have kind of set the expectation of, we're going to go out and challenge to win a national championship. And, you know, I think it spoke volumes when all these guys returned and left legitimate Division I offers on the table to come back and take another crack at this. And so, honestly, I haven't had to say much about the commitment level. They I haven't had to challenge them too much on that side of things for the most part. They come to work every single day ready to go, and have put a lot of hard work in, and it's infectious, and are showing the freshmen the way. And it is a special group. And you know, as an outsider coming into it this year, you know, I had a different perspective and I've seen a lot of junior college baseball, and I do believe this team has a chance to be one of the best, legitimately be one of the best programs in the country, and I feel like we're right there with anyone, and looking forward to playing some other high-end teams to kind of see where we fit in exactly.
Coach Mulder, we are just a couple of weeks away from the start of the baseball season, and I know the baseball players are really excited. I know you're very excited. I'm over the moon excited for baseball to start back up. Let's dive right into the schedule a little bit. February 9th, that's your first game, first couple of games, because you're doing a doubleheader against Mississippi Gulf Coast at Poplarville, Mississippi. So you're starting the season on the road, and you're going to be on the road for quite a bit, as a matter of fact. Although the February 19th game against Webster University, that's at Sauget, that's, right up the road essentially from here. But between February 9th and the 17th, you're going to be on the road in Mississippi for most of it. And again, Mississippi Gulf Coast, then Pearl River, then Meridian, and then East Central Mississippi. Can you kind of give us an idea, if you have an idea, as to what sort of challenges those teams that you're going to be playing in Mississippi could give to your to this baseball team early on?
Yeah, well, first of all, we're excited to go down there. Those guys all have really beautiful facilities, so it'll be good to get some of the warmer weather and play in some really nice venues that they're blessed with. We're starting off with a bang. Every one of those teams is really good. A couple of them are nationally ranked. I saw a Twitter video on one of their first practices. They've already got a scrimmage under their belt. And, we're going to be lucky to get outside. Maybe we might not get outside before then.
Yeah, no kidding.
So they'll be ahead of the game on us from a rep standpoint on the actual field. Not that we're not working hard, but it's basically relegated to throwing in the gym and hitting in the cages and throwing bullpens inside. They'll have a little bit of a head start on us, but that's okay. It's just going to be great to get out and play versus good competition. And, if you're a competitor, you just like to play, and so we're getting as many games in early as we can down south, and to set us up for the conference season.
Coach, I don't know if you have the schedule in front of you, but I just wanted to sort of get out there a couple of opponents down the line that you're looking forward to your guys facing.
Oh yeah, it's hard to say it doesn't start with Crowder. I would think that's obviously our main in-state rival, and unfortunately that one is the first conference weekend, and I only say that just from a standpoint of when you're gonna play those guys, you wish it was ideal weather conditions, and it may be as crazy as St. Louis weather is, it might be 75 and sunny, or it could be 28 and snowing that day. Who knows? But that one's right out of the chute, March 2nd and 3rd, and that's always a big series. But we have a great schedule, and it starts in Mississippi, Mississippi Gulf Coast, Pearl River, Meridian. We got the Crowder series. Wabash is nationally ranked, and will be a great game. John Logan is nationally ranked, and will be a great game. And we play some other schools that have had some success in Parkland and Heartland and have been ranked in the past. So, you play all the local schools that are kind of natural rivals for the guys, because they all played with these guys growing up in Little League and then in high school, so they all know each other. So, there's no off weekend. Play St. Louis Community College. Those two teams will know each other extremely well, and they're well coached, and they've had a couple players of the year in our conference here recently, and are a very good program. And then you know, even St. Charles and Mineral Area and Three Rivers. So it's Swick on the other side of the river, and so it's a very good schedule, and we're certainly excited about the challenges it's going to present.
All right, Coach, just a couple more things. We are speaking with Kevin Mulder, first-year head coach for the Jeffco baseball program, hired on to essentially get the guys back to the JUCO World Series, and certainly the expectations from amongst the players is that they will get there. And obviously from talking to Coach Mulder here for the past several minutes, they're out and they're getting ready, and they're driven and determined to get back and have that experience. And Coach, like I said, just a couple more things from you. Can you reintroduce to our listeners the coaching staff for the Jefferson College baseball team and kind of what they've been up to in helping these players get better and get prepared for the season?
Yeah, absolutely. Josh Bunzelmeyer, who's returning, he was on staff last year, through the hiring process, I was excited that he decided to stay. I actually coached Josh when I was at St. Louis U, and Josh is a hitting nut. He loves to get in the cage with the guys, and he spends countless hours in there hitting with those guys. And the cool thing about Josh is he was a self-made player. He was just an okay player, to be honest with you, to start off, and he turned himself into a phenomenal player his junior and senior year, and hit double-digit home runs on a regional team down at St. Louis U, and then got a chance to play professionally. And so that's a guy that just didn't show up and was just so much naturally gifted than the other people, that he was just good. He had to work his butt off to get to where he was. And I think those guys typically make really good coaches, because he understands the science and how hard you have to work if you want to be successful. So he's a great role model for the guys. And does an extremely good job with them. Tony Underwood is a program staple, a legend, obviously, in this area. He does a phenomenal job of getting guys one-on-one, and usually has a good perspective on things, and has a great relationship with the guys. He very good outfield coach, does our base running, and is another voice with the hitters, and has been around here for, I think, forever, like 29 years or so. So, and then a new addition, the one guy that I hired was Aaron Mayer, who's a local guy. It probably sounds familiar to a lot of people. He helps out with Post 253 and the Great Legion program that we have here. And so I was able to talk him into coming, and he's still going to do his responsibilities with the Post 253. So I felt good about not stealing, or, it's not like we stole him from them, but he's helping us out, and he does a phenomenal job and with the pitchers, and is good with the tech stuff and some of the new age stuff that we have the pitchers doing, and that is really time consuming. And he does a phenomenal job with that.
All right, Coach. Sounds like a great coaching staff for you. So certainly,
unfortunately, yeah, we got a good staff.
That's good. All right, Coach. Last thing from you. I don't think we really have to use adjectives and superlatives to get folks excited for Jeffco baseball. I think the players that are coming back, the influx of great young talent, and even some of the sophomores that have transferred coming into this program for this year, I think. Their work ethic, their success from last year is certainly going to hype up the team without even having to say anything, just by going out there and playing some baseball. But with that in mind, with the expectations as high as they are based on last year's result going to the JUCO World Series, and based on the talent that is here at the program, how do you make sure that the guys don't get too far ahead of themselves and that they stay humble, that sort of thing?
Yeah. Well, as I talk about with them, everyone that's on this team is here for a reason, and you know their goals are greater than here. So, and I mean that in a positive way. The team goal is to win a national championship, to be as successful as we can, to work as a team. But individually, we have some guys that have a chance. Really, everyone on the roster, whether it's to move on and be the next Mark Burley in a big leaguer, or to get a scholarship or the opportunity to play at a Division III college. You know, we're trying to get the most out of each individual to have them reach their ceiling. And that's the beautiful thing about junior colleges. There's always things out in front of you to go get. And that's what we're going through with every single player on the roster, whether it's, you know, the guy with the most accolades or guy number 37. They all have goals and they all have dreams, and we're helping them realize those dreams. And so that's, they've all really done a good job of buying into that, and they realize that one of the neat things about being here is they're going to get those opportunities. They're going to get that exposure, and it's really just up to them to put in the work, and a lot of this will come true. And it's not just work in the weight room and on the baseball field. That's work in the classroom too, and talk about that all the time with the guys. The guys that take care of business in the classroom get the extra opportunities, and with academic scholarships that these other four-year schools provide us. So it's, you know, we're not just working on baseball. It's all angles of life that we're working on. And truthfully, as a whole, the group has done a really good job.
All right. Well, great. Coach, appreciate all of your time and your help dedicated to getting that information out about this team. And Jeffco Baseball strikes it up February 9th at Mississippi Gulf Coast in Poplarville, Mississippi. Doubleheader beginning at noon. So, Coach, can't wait for that date and can't wait for the first home game on February 22nd, a nine-inning affair against Bryant and Stratton. So, Coach, best of luck the rest of this offseason, and we will talk to you for sure down the line for this spring baseball year, and looking forward to it.
Looking forward to it, and looking forward to this weather turning here for us.
Yeah, we'll see. all right, that is Kevin Mulder, Jeffco Baseball Head Coach, joining us here on Viking Voices, powered by McDonald's. Your 5 o'clock news is next.